That's why I could never be a teacher.
Good morning.
This food labeling story is that what they want to do is they want to make it legislation, and they're considering it. When I say they, I'm obviously, I think like people like the FDA and you know, companies like that who regulate food and how we consume it, like the Food and Drug Association. So if you buy something, food or drink, they will advise how much exercise you would need to burn that off. And I said to you, like, if you for instance, I love a donut. And then I went to Google that. And I'm already put off from donuts. So it's changed the game for me. I'm going to have to think twice. Because if I eat another donut, I'd have to walk 54 minutes or swim for about 35 minutes. And you know how I feel about swimming. We don't work well. Or I'd have to go to the gym for an hour and then stretch for another 30 minutes. It's just not worth the donut.
Good morning. I work in the fitness industry in Cape Town. I think that the food labeling issue is not a good idea at all. We're creating an environment with that where there's a negative connotation to exercise because you're viewing it as a punishment for what you've eaten and you have to do a certain thing. It can also very easily create a negative relationship with food.
No, it's not a punishment. I'm sorry.
Again, is not something that I would be advocating at all. Mm-hmm. And then just the fact of the matter is, who are these people who are deciding to make this legislation? I'd be very curious to know what their reasoning is and what their intention is. I think there are better ways to promote healthy initiatives to the public.
All right, now back to our story. See, we're all over the place, just like my life. Food myths. A lot of us grew up thinking that if you eat carrots, it improves your eyesight. If you consume a seed of a fruit, it will grow in your stomach. Or gum, bubblegum takes 7 years to grow to digest. And just a couple of other random food myths. And I asked you, what food myths do you still believe? Apparently, drinking 8 glasses of water a day is also a myth.
Hi Vic, it's Tandine again. You know why they say that the carrots are good for your eyes? Because you never see rabbits wearing glasses. I'm sorry, I had to say that. Bye.
Don't apologize.
Morning, Vic. I'm pretty bummed. I eat a lot of carrots, and I thought that's good for the eyesight. God damn. Yeah.
You know, what next? Are they going to tell me that sweet potato is bad for me all along?
Morning, Vic. Boom, yeah.
Morning.
The one food myth that I until recently actually still believed was that milk is actually good for you.
Uh-huh.
Until I actually watched a little documentary on Netflix called Cowspiracy.
Is that where they rape all the you call them cows? Yeah, cows. Yeah.
That like opens up your eyes. Believe me.
With a machine.
Yeah. Enjoy it, but thanks very much, and enjoy the great show as always.
I haven't seen that documentary, but I've seen some dairy documentaries. It's a terrible story. That's why like milk is such a problem. Plus, I also react. It doesn't work well with my skin. It's terrible. All right, when we come back, I've got some tips for you if you're going to be hanging out with some friends this holiday, this festive. Is that what we're calling it? You always have that one friend who skips around, right? They suddenly need to pee when it's their turn to buy a drink. Guess you're always the one and only get up.
Homie, whatever.